to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
I want to welcome everybody to another edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and I am reporting in live from Corbett, Oregon. The sun is up. The birds have been chirping since about 5:25, 5:30-ish. That's about what time I woke up this morning. And it's good to be here with you. I thoroughly enjoy every single Saturday morning waking up early, because I naturally do that as courtesy or benefit of the Nature Rest Sleep System. And if you're not on one of those and you haven't upgraded yet, I can't encourage you to do that more highly. We have thoroughly enjoyed the benefits of that for the last few years. And on that note, today we're going to do something a little differently than we do on Saturday AM Live, and that's that we don't have a scheduled guest, because I wanted to take this time to get into a dialogue about what Nikan's given us in the current and or as it develops and transitions into what will be our current and new and upgraded compensation and or marketing plan, however you want to look at it. It's how we get paid, how the commissions come from Nikan to the field. And these changes that have been implemented, there are some folks out there that with any type of change, we naturally resist change. We're not junior hires anymore. We're junior hires are, you know, man, they'll change every second. I mean, it doesn't matter. They're just susceptible to that, and they enjoy it and they embrace it. The newer, the more exciting, the more different, they jump on board. But as adults, we seem to kind of get into ruts, and we don't embrace change as much. And when someone says, well, hey, I know you just bought that new 3G phone. Well, do you realize that this new 4G or 15G or 28G or whatever, it's much better. You need to upgrade. You're going, oh, man, I just learned how to use this one. So that's part of who we are. But one of the greatest things about what Nikan has done with this is they took what worked really, really well for the last, well, since 19, I want to say it was 92, 93. I don't remember when the transition took place, and I'm still trying to get an exact date on that, but regardless of that, it's irrelevant in the sense that for almost two decades, Nikan has done very, very well in North America and around the globe with a compensation plan or a commission structure that allows people, once they make that decision to get in and share Nikan and do it as a business, not as a hobby, but do this as a business and sharing with other people, it has given us the greatest amount of payout for the long haul. There are companies, I got hit up by four different network marketing opportunities in the month of July. So last month, four. That's the most I've ever gotten hit up with in, I think, a year. And why four different people contacted me in that month, I do not know. But that being said, just taking a quick glance, not to venture into them, but just taking a quick glance at their structure and how they're set up and doing business, they're not set up for the long haul. And what Nikan has given us is, again, it's just a tweak of what we had set up for long term. We're not talking about getting, you know, rich overnight. We're talking about making a commitment to do this as a business, to share the Nikan solutions with other people, to share our experience and to leverage other people's experience, so that we can generate income. And a couple weeks ago, we talked about phase one of what the huge transition that immediately went into effect on July 1st of a new, a lower benchmark for the executive rank of 4,000, and then a lower benchmark for the silver rank at 12,000 with no stopping at bronze. And I want to spend, before we get into phases two and three, I want to spend just a couple minutes talking about the importance of that so we really understand the value of what that change does. And I didn't sit down and get a calculator out and run a bunch of numbers, but yesterday, as I was thinking about what we're going to be discussing today, I was just running through the numbers in my head and to contrast and compare. If you just look at the elimination of the bronze position, taking out that 15% position, going straight from 10% to 20%, what that does for a starting entry-level person, it immediately gives them a greater profit margin with that structure in place. And what I mean by that is this. When you get to the executive level and you start earning 10% from that point forward, up to 10%, and then you combine that with the 25% that we gain from introducing somebody to one of the solutions at a retail value, and I really want to encourage all of us to make a transition over to memorizing retail prices, if you really want to memorize prices at all. But when somebody asks you, well, how much is the water bottle, the sport bottle, when they see the solution or they see the Rick Murphy YouTube video or they see something and they know that's what they need to get, rather than saying, well, you know, my cost as a wellness consultant, as a member, because you really want to become a member, maybe they don't care about becoming a member, but my cost is around $44, but if you buy it in a six-pack, you buy five, you get one free, you can reduce that price down to $33. Well, you've already just confused them. Wouldn't it be easier, wouldn't it make more sense to say, well, they're around $60, give or take, you know, with shipping and sales tax. I don't know exactly. I mean, I don't memorize all the prices. When you throw out that number to that solution, they're going to do one of two things. Either they're going to, one, say, wow, that's really expensive compared to the Brita bottles that I see two for 19, or they're going to say, oh, that's it? So you mean to tell me I can treat up to 40 gallons or 250 to 300 uses of that bottle for $60? And then how often do you have to replace the filter? Well, you know, so you get into that. I'm just using that as an example. When you throw that in, when somebody's reached, again, the example of the executive rank, you're talking about increasing the profit margin because there's a 25% with the retail, which every member is entitled to, and then you throw in the extra 10% because as an executive you're getting it, you're now talking 35% markup. Well, on a $44 item, like a bottle that's got a CV, a commissionable volume of less than 35, it's not a huge, huge thing. But when we transition to the waterfall, and those of you who are regular listeners, you've heard me beat this into the ground over and over and over again, it really starts to get fun when somebody knows, and I've got an article that one of our new wellness consultants sent to me, and I'm going to figure out how to copy and paste it into a document so I don't have to forward it to everybody as it is. But it's a fantastic newsletter talking about the importance of water, and it's from a doctor who's more of a naturopathic doctor, but she is a medical, she's got the MD next to her name, but she talks about the whole importance of water, and at the very, very bottom of the article, she mentions that most good water systems that are out there, when you're looking for one, they start around $300. And I thought immediately, well, $299 is what our cost is, but retail on the waterfall is, you know, $375, $374, $376. I just tell people around $375, throw in shipping and sales tax, and you're looking around $400. So when a doctor makes a reference point and says a good water system, they start around $300. That's your benchmark. That's the plumb line from there. So, again, getting back to what we have with phase one, it really becomes fun when people understand the value of that. There are people, again, right now who are grabbing hold of this, and we're seeing a resurgence or a surge of people who have been kind of just hanging out. They're going, oh, my goodness, 12,000 points to get to silver, and then I'm eligible at that point for a 45% override, combining the 20% and the 25% retail. That's huge. And we're starting to see people jump in. It takes a while. Again, getting back to my example of the ruts that we as adults carve, it takes a while for us to get the word out and then for people to jump back in. But we're seeing this kind of turning of the tide of people realizing, man, I gotta get back in the game here. And it takes a while to re-educate and get caught up on what's new. When you mention a Dynaflux technology and somebody who's been kind of laying idle and hasn't been staying up with their emails or hasn't ordered a power chip, they don't understand the value of what that is and the changeover. So I encourage you, everybody, to get into a healthy dialogue or a discussion with somebody, whether it's your upline or a call across line or call somebody, maybe somebody in your organization, and say, man, let's talk about this. How does this really break down? and then you start to understand the value of what phases two and three mean. And there's probably a better way to describe this change than phase two and phase three, but that's the way that Nikan is referring to it, so that's the way I'm going to describe it. But for silvers and above, and if you've got a question, just hang tight, and my goal is in the next 10, 15 minutes is to get through this, and then I want to open it up. I want you to ask questions. I want a healthy dialogue, because it doesn't do any good if you get on a call like this and you go away and you're really frustrated because you wanted to ask something, but you didn't quite sure know how to ask it, or you didn't understand what's going on. If you're not driving and you have the ability in front of you right now to grab a piece of paper and a pen or pencil or crayon, which is what seems to be floating around our house, or Crayola markers, whatever, paint, anything that you can write down. And what I encourage you to do, and this is what I've been doing with myself, this is what I did so I could better understand it, is just from, in a column on the left side, write all the leadership ranks of Nikan: silver, gold, platinum, diamond, royal diamond, and write them down, all five of those, and leave about an inch space in between each one of them. And I just want to go through real quick, what are the requirements for each one of those ranks? Okay, and I'm talking about the new changes. I don't think we need to go into explaining that, you know, a gold is three silvers, it's developing three silvers, it's the ongoing qualification. But let's talk about the monthly ongoing qualifications for those, as they will be starting right now, would be the benchmark to start, you know, shooting for that, but it goes into effect come January 1st, 2013, with full implementation of July 1st, 2013. And you'll understand this if you didn't understand this before, as I didn't, you'll understand what part implementation means come January. So let's start with silver, okay? So you've got silver written down on your piece of paper. What does it take to go silver? Well, it's 12,000. In one calendar month, or up to three rolling months. And the whole strategy behind that is truly wonderful when you understand the importance of that. It's developing three senior legs, which is how we had it before. And it's doing, you've already gone senior before you go silver, so you've got that $500 personal volume, and, as I said, three senior legs, okay? The new element of this, besides the ongoing monthly qualification to earn your 6% leadership overrides on any of the levels from silver on up, is we've introduced a new term called organizational volume. And anybody, any of you that are on Advanced eNikan, and when you pull up a genealogy report, right below where it says you can select the fields, do you want your breakaway, you want your entire organization, or do you want simply your personal group, there's a little box right underneath of that that says worldwide genealogy includes OV, or organizational volume. Well, one of the things that, how do I best describe this? I think I could best describe it this way. One of the things that has hurt Nikan over the years is that we had, as Colleen Edwards mentioned last week, we had a once and done philosophy. And what I mean by that is that anytime you reached any of the ranks, we propagated, we encouraged, we told people, we educated people that once you do it once, you don't have to do it again. And I truly believe, honestly, we shot ourselves in the foot by communicating that. Because once somebody reached the level of silver, they did 20,000 in one calendar month, or 25 over a rolling 4 months. And now it's 12,000 in one calendar month, or 12,000 over three rolling months. And if that's all you do, then there's no check. I mean, 20% or 45% of zero is zero. The setup we have now is such a beautiful way to model and say we want to have ongoing production. Those people that you introduced that joined as a member, not just to get the discount, but with the intentions on sharing this with other people so they could put money back in their own pocket, make a $500 to $5,000 residual income every month. It's not a once-and-done philosophy. So you got your $100 personal volume as a silver. You got your $2,000 personal group volume in order to get your leadership bonus, but now we have the organizational volume, which is to achieve and maintain. And that, as a silver, is 4,000 in the organization, which is in your personal volume, your personal group volume, and then anybody underneath of you, whether regardless of their rank, whether they're silver, gold, it doesn't make any difference. Everybody that's in your organization down infinity levels, all the way, everybody. And when you pull that up on your genealogy report, you'll see that, and it gives you two more columns. If you look at July, which has been finished out, the monthly cycles end on the 5th of the following month, so July has been closed out. You can click on account inquiry and see what your commission check will be come 4 days from now. But once that month is cycled out, you can see exactly what those totals are, what your organizational volume is, and then also what your primary leg organization volume produced. And the reason for that is, I'll get to that when we get to the platinum level, why that's important. So that's silver. It's 4,000 OV. Let's move on to gold now. Gold, same requirements as before, 100 PV, 3 silvers. Frontline to you, not three in the organization, but three different legs. 1,500 personal group volume, as it was before. And then the new addition to that is 10,000 organizational volume in order to earn the leadership bonuses. Now, something that you also need to understand about silver is that as a gold or above, when you're looking at qualifying to get paid at that level, you still only have to, for the people underneath of you, they don't need to get paid at their level for them to be counted as a qualified silver or gold or whatever. They don't have to be paid at that rank. They still just need to do that requirement. Silver, it's 2,000 personal group volume. Gold, it's 1,500 personal group volume. And then it changes from then on up. It's that depreciating scale, that depreciating amount. But if they want to get paid, they need to have that organizational volume in place. And when anyone who thought that this is a huge issue, it can't be done, is gravely mistaken. Because when it is built correctly, and when we can crucify that once and done philosophy that all ranks in Nikan are immediate and permanent, they are still immediate and permanent. However, if you had that once and done, that, well, I only want to go to executive and I only need to hit 4,000, and that's all. Well, that's great, but if you go beyond that, go to silver, in order to get to earn those leadership bonuses, you've got to do the organizational volume. That's a requirement. All right? So 10,000 organizational volume for a gold. That's the only new thing that's been thrown in there. Now, for platinum, same as before. 100 PV, 3 golds first level, or 6 silvers. But actually, it's not 3 golds first level anymore. And this is where it really, really gets to be fun. And there are people in Nikan right now, I've talked to some of them, had no idea what was going on. There are people in Nikan, because one of the new changes is you don't have to have that leadership level, first level to you anymore. Now, those of you who understand the whole leadership structure, if you're not a platinum, you may not really have any reason to understand this. But the neat thing about it is you need to look at your organization now. Because let's say you're a gold. You went gold with 3 silvers. But underneath those 3 silver legs, there's some other gold sprinkled, salt and peppered in there. If you've got, and this is what's going to happen in January, you're going to have rank advancements by default. This is where it really gets to be fun. And I've talked to several people in our organization that just had no idea the magnitude of what's going to take place. That leadership level, for example, going back to the gold level, if you're a gold and you've got 3 silver legs, but underneath those silvers, let's say you've got a second level gold, and then in your other leg you've got a third level gold, then you've got a really big organization, but there's a silver at the first level to you, but underneath it there's golds and platinums and maybe even a diamond or something. Well, the Nikan's computer is now going to look for 3 of the highest ranks in those legs. So even though you had three silvers first level to you, if there's a gold in each one of those legs, well, guess what? The computer's saying, well, hey, you may have a gold rank, but you're going to now get paid as platinum if all the other requirements are in place. If all three of those golds that are in three different legs are active, they've met the requirement of 100 PV and 1,500 personal group volume every single month, well, then you're going to receive a platinum check. Just like that. Because, now what does that mean? Well, maybe you don't have enough volume. Maybe you're, well, let's get to that on a case-by-case scenario. And I encourage you, I really, really implore you to talk to people above you. If you don't have anybody that's active, which I completely disagree with, you just keep going up. You'll find somebody who's active, that's in the game, that knows how to sit down with you or over the phone, dialogue how this works. Call somebody who's in the area. It doesn't matter. Call Colleen Edwards. Call Christian and Nikan. They can explain how this works. They fully understand the value of it. When you reach the platinum level, okay, let's say you, out of a sudden, January 1st, you got promoted to platinum because you had three gold legs. They were, you know, had three silvers first level, but there were golds in those legs. Well, now the requirements or qualifications for platinum, still the same as before, 100 PV, three golds or six silvers, first level, you got to have those legs in place, 1,000 personal group volume, and then the organizational volume is 30,000. And you're thinking, oh, good gracious, that's a lot of ongoing monthly volume. Well, it's not when you've got people that are going out there and introducing Nikan the way that we all should be having fun in introducing it, because that volume will be there. And it'll be there time and time again when people understand the value of a 4K mark to executive and a 12K mark to silver. And it'll come. You get enough active people in there working. The only other thing that's introduced at the platinum level is what I call the two-thirds split. And what that means is Nikan wants us to develop healthy and strong legs, not just all one leg. So of that 30,000 included in that, they want 10,000 to come from outside of your primary leg. If you're completely lopsided like Vance and Stacey Rogers are, they want volume coming from outside of that primary leg. So you've got 30,000 organizational volume, and then included in that, not aside from that, but included in of that 30,000, a minimum of two-thirds, one-third, a minimum of 10,000 needs to come from outside of that primary leg at the platinum level. Now, diamond and above, it's an increasing number, but what does not decrease anymore is the personal group volume requirement for diamond and royal diamond. They actually increase that. Platinum is the new benchmark at 1,000. From platinum and above, it's the same for all of the existing requirements that we had before. $100 PV, three, you know, fill in the blank leadership levels, or six first level, or if you've got them in the legs, and then it's 1,000 PV requirement for a platinum, for a diamond, and a royal diamond. And that's a new change. And again, we're trying to get rid of the once and done philosophy. Any person in Nikan that's active should be out there sharing and developing auto-ship customers, and 1,000 PV should not be a big stretch. All right? Real quickly, I'm just going to highlight these, not going to spend a lot of time. For a diamond, the organizational volume requirement is 100,000 organizational volume ongoing every month, and 33,000 of that, or basically a third of that, must come from outside the primary leg. For a royal diamond, it's 300,000 in organizational volume every month, and 100,000 comes from outside that primary leg. Again, two-thirds to one-third split. And when you look on that organizational volume, when you select that, it'll show you exactly. That's why that fourth column is there that says non-primary leg or primary leg volume is. And you can, you know, crunch the numbers, subtract one from the other, and then you can see where it's at as far as the split. most of the people that I went through in our organization anyways and looked, they were very well balanced. Very well, they weren't lopsided all down one leg. It wasn't a one leg really strong and then two that were really weak. And that's exactly what we want to model. Colleen Edwards also said something to me privately before she shared on the call last week, and that, as you know, in Herbalife, their philosophy or their mission was to 10 wide, 10 deep. And we don't have to sponsor 10 people. We can. The importance to understand is that we should no longer look at just sponsoring 3 leaders or 6 leaders. We need to continue to develop so that we, you know, develop a healthy organization, because the so what of that is that it'll take care of itself. And it really, really gets to be fun when you start breaking this down. So I hope I conveyed, and I want to open it up. If you got a question, you got a comment, the way you were looking at it was this. What I really want to make sure I've conveyed to you is that once you're at the silver level, you need to start looking at what the requirements are for the next level. Once you're at the gold level, start looking at it so you can truly understand that. Because if you start with the silver in mind now, you're going to build it in the correct way so that everything else will take care of itself. That this new term, organizational volume, it'll take care of itself. It's not something to fear and be afraid of. I love the fact that Dave Johnson once again sent out an email on the first of the month or the second of the month, whenever it was, and he said, you know, all the numbers were zero. We started out at zero again. But that's just how it is. That's production. That's sales. That's the way life is. Every month with any industry, any business, any company, it starts out at zero until sales are made. And we all start out at the same line. It's not something to get depressed about. It's just how it is. So I'm hoping that has helped. Maybe I opened up a can of worms and it's just brought more confusion to everybody. But if you want to toss your hat in the ring and ask a question, make a comment, all you got to do is hit *6 on your phone line. And love to have some feedback here. Love to have some dialogue. And so we fully understand, because not everything that the way I say it is the way people are going to understand it. So go ahead.
Hi, Vance. This is Molly Chung.
Mm-hmm.
Could you repeat what are the requirements in common among the platinum, diamond, and royal diamonds?
The common element for the platinum, diamond, and royal diamond, great question. Thank you for asking that, Molly.
Yes.
Is the personal group volume.
Okay.
Prior system was a platinum had 1,000, a diamond had 500, and then a royal diamond was 100.
Okay, now?
Volume. Now it's 1,000 for all three of those levels.
So, well, that is the PGV.
PGV. Personal volume is still 100 for everybody. That has not changed. But
okay.
Rather than having a depreciating amount for platinums and above, it's now 1,000. So the benchmark of 1,000 personal group volume is the new standard for
okay.
Platinum, diamonds, and royal diamonds.
Okay. And the OV is, for platinum, the OV is 10,000. And the diamond is...
No, the organizational volume requirement for a platinum is 30,000, with 10,000 of that coming from outside the primary leg. Not a
yeah.
total of 40, it's a total of 30, with 10,000 of it. And again, you just look at the numbers, and it can be well beyond that. All right? And if
yeah.
you've got two solid legs and they're each generating 20,000, well, you're golden. That's a total of 40,000, and it's split evenly. That's the way that would be even better. Diamond is 100,000 organizational volume.
Yeah.
With 33 of that, one third of that coming from outside the primary leg. Royal diamond is 300,000, with 100,000 coming from outside the primary leg. And here's the bottom line, and I didn't quite stress this enough. Maybe I did. The value in this is that, again, we really crucify the once-and-done philosophy. We encourage people to build volume, because when a royal diamond has got an ongoing 300,000 in organizational volume, well, that puts royal ambassador that much closer. The requirement for Royal Ambassador has not changed. It's $100 million in volume over the course of 2 years. So that hasn't changed. But, and when you have a Royal Diamond that's actually, you know, their whole organization is producing 300,000 every single month, well, that puts Royal Ambassador within range. So the idea behind this is that we get people in the game to stay in the game. And this is no different than when you look at the solid network marketing companies that are out there, part of our industry. Look at Arbonne, look at Herbalife, Melaleuca, Mary Kay, Avon. It's all about production, and they don't apologize for that. And I'm not sure why we've gotten on this track that we have.
Well, we're thinking of network marketing Japanese style.
Yeah, exactly. It's different. It's you hit it once and you're golden. But the problem is that you can't get an income. There's no residual income if stuff isn't continually coming in.
Yeah, but we are in America, in a new world.
Right. We have too much of a retirement mentality that you hit this magic age of, 60, 65, 70, whatever age you pick, and then we're done. Then we get a check out in life. And unfortunately, physically, that happens as well, and death occurs. And that should not be something, because it's anyhow.
It's okay that we don't have to work that hard when we are older, but when we're young, we still need to support the economy.
Well, exactly, and I think the point, Molly, that you bring up is that regardless of our age in Nikken, and we've got demographic-wise, we've got an older set of people. We've got probably the biggest group would be in the baby boomer category. But that doesn't mean they have to check out. I mean, is it that hard, really, to share Nikken with other people? And I understand the concept of, because Stacy and I have had many, many conversations about this, that, what about those people that are out there that have already built a diamond or a royal diamond position, and now you throw these organizational volume requirements in there? What about them? Well, what about them? We need to get rid of that once-and-done philosophy. And some of them aren't, they're not liking this at all. And I being one of them, when I first looked at it, thought, oh, my goodness, we got to get some production going. Well, is that wrong? No.
We can change our approach. We recruit more young people in their 30s and plus.
Well, I think the only thing wrong with that statement, Molly, is that we need to recruit all peoples of all ages.
Okay.
We shouldn't be looking for a typical set or a group of people, that everybody can benefit from what we have. Now, whether they choose to be a member and approach it from what we're doing, or if they simply want to be a customer, either way, everybody can benefit. And I'll never forget, and I use this statement all the time, something that Reed Nelson says on a regular basis is that, hey, I want you to take a look at this. And the business may not be for you, but you owe it to you and your family to hook up with some of these solutions, because they'll change your life for the rest of your life. And when you have that type of philosophy and you share that with people, it's not about recruiting people to do the business. It's about recruiting people and introducing them to Nikken and say, look, these solutions work. And some of the people that I've got lined up for the next couple of weeks, actually I'll cover that at the end, but some amazing, amazing, these are fresh perspective experiences with what the Nikken solutions. I mean, I talked to a gentleman the other day who refers to himself as the ex-Crohn's guy. He's not seen a doctor in the last 5 years, and he was 24 hours from death's door because his condition had gotten so bad. And I'm not going to spoil the surprise and tell you what he did and how he did it, but that was 5 years ago. And he is 45 years old today. And I'm going, holy smokes, that's too young to die. Especially with something like Crohn's, which can be alleviated. It's not a death sentence. So that's where my sense of urgency, or I guess my sense of passion comes in, that there are still people out there that don't know what Nikken has to offer. Thank you, Molly, for the great questions, the comments.
Thank you.
If there's anybody else who wants to throw their hat in the ring. Star 6 on your phone. Go ahead.
It's Barb, sorry. Just a clarification, you may have mentioned this, but at the platinum level, it's no longer three qualified silvers or gold. It has to be three golds, right?
Three golds.
Well, I don't mean that. I mean, it could be, if you were six, it could be six silvers or three golds, but
right.
It can't be, yeah. I was thinking that it changed.
It has changed.
It's not a combination.
Either or. So, for example, and not to use you as an example, you're a platinum. You went platinum with six silvers. But what if underneath some of those silvers, and you've got one first level gold, correct?
Right.
Okay. So you got a first level gold. But what if some of underneath those other five silver legs, there might be a gold underneath of them? Well, all of a sudden, your ongoing monthly qualification is not to make sure that six silvers all have 2,000 or above in personal group volume. But now you have the option to say, okay, well, my first level gold is qualified at their 1,500. And then I've got these other two legs, and there's a gold there, that second level, and there's a gold, wow, down on my fifth level, down that other leg. We're talking separate legs now. But if you've got three golds that are qualified with their $100 personal and $1,500 personal group volume, again, this doesn't go into, they don't have to be paid as a gold. They just have to be qualified as a gold. And that qualification, one of the things I left out here that I probably should go back and stress again is that they don't have to be paid at that level to qualify and count for the person above them. They do have to be qualified at that level if they want to earn their 6% leadership bonuses and the lifestyle bonus. That stays the same. And that's where the organizational volume kicked in. It's a new requirement for people to earn their leadership bonus and the lifestyle bonus. That needs to be picked. But getting back to using Barb as an example, as long as she's got three golds, three different legs,
Anywhere in three different legs.
Down infinity in the organization. It does not matter. It does not matter whatsoever. There could be qualified silvers in between that, you know, you and that gold. It doesn't matter. The computer is looking. And trust me when I say the computer has already been programmed and it's already implementing this. Because I thought... Go ahead.
Go ahead and finish, and then I'll.
Well, the reason why is because I've talked to people already, and they're, as it says, when they look on the computer, it says, "Well, my paid rank is always this, but now it says this." I said, "Well, it's because it's already been programmed. It's already working. It's already the switch has been flipped." But the 50-50 implementation. It's not inflamed. That kicks in January 1st. That's phase two, you know, half implementation, where full implementation takes place next July. If you get paid more on the old system, you'll get paid that way. If you'll get paid more on the new system, then you'll get paid that way. The computer is automatically set up. It's going to look in your organization. So if you get paid more, on the old system, and you don't have the 30,000 organizational volume, but you've got six silver legs qualified, then you're going to get paid that way. But if you get paid more on the new system, then you're going to get a commission check that way. And that kicks in January. And then next July, it's 100% implementation on the new system.
Great. Thank you.
You got another question?
Yeah, the other comment was also, and you may have mentioned this and I might have missed it, the silvers and above, if they don't do their 4,000, they don't get their 20% commission, rebate.
You did not miss it. I did not explain that. I did not throw that in there. Yes, that's one of the serious things of once and done. eliminating that mentality of, yes, if the ongoing organizational volume is not there for silvers, and this is silvers and above, it would apply to a gold, a platinum, a diamond, a royal diamond, that 20% as a fear of loss motivator, and I don't really like fear of loss motivators, but our world seems to function on them quite well. Why do we have expiration dates on coupons at restaurants? Why do they do a sale at Old Navy until this date, or at, you know, Macy's, or you name the store? Because they want us to get in there and do it for a fear of loss. If we don't, then we're going to miss out. So as a silver and above, if the organizational volume is not there, the silver and above is no longer eligible to earn the 20% commission. That will be reduced to 15%. So that's going to take a hit. However, you're talking 45% down to 40%. Not a big deal. It's really not a big deal. And it's a motivator for people to get out there and say, well, you know, I need to build my organization back. I need to start sharing these solutions with people like I should have been. Now, again, I've talked to people who are complaining and saying they can't do that, they shouldn't do that, because we were told, well, go back and talk to some of the diamonds and royal diamonds that 17, 18 years ago that advanced to the position of diamond or royal diamond on the current Japanese compensation plan that we had here in North America. Talk to them and ask them if they're still bent out of shape because they had to requalify on the current system. And, you know, if you guys don't believe me, I can get Reed Nelson on here and he can explain it in great detail. Or Dennis and Ruth Williams or Dave and Valerie Johnson. And these are people that qualified at a pen rank with a existing system. Nikin changed it, gave them 12 months to requalify. And those that did are still with the company today. And those that didn't, they complained then, and they're no longer with the company, and they're lost. So I know that's kind of a tough love sell or approach to it. However, we need change. We desperately need change at this day and age. We have it with phase one, and the majority of the people that I've talked with said, man, if they would have just done that and left it, but take a step back and look at what happens when you introduce an organizational volume requirement. It only fosters more growth, which in turn fosters a bigger commission check. And I know, Barb, you for one are a great example of, hey, if we've got all these, because you've got a solid organization of, what is it, right at 20-plus leaders, silvers and above, 18, 19, 20, somewhere in there, if I'm trying to remember. Somewhere
I'm
in
not
there.
Sure.
But you've got the bulk of those. I think it was 75 or 80% of those or better. The bulk of them are active still in the game. They may not be breaking silvers at this point, but they're still in the game. They've got an auto ship. They've got ongoing personal group volume for those silvers and above. And the beautiful thing about that is when we start looking at this and say, hey, just so you know, your 20% is going to drop to 15. And I'd like to see that not drop. What can we do as a team to make it so it doesn't drop? How many more people do we need to get on auto ship? How many more people can we get in front of? And maybe they're at a stage in their life that they don't want to. They just they're fine with it. Well, that's okay. That's okay. Nikin has segued, or they've set themselves up to be positioned that with the reintroduction of existing core products, solutions, technologies, with a new compensation plan like this, we're going to see people not only jump on board and accelerate their path to silver and above, but the consistent ongoing residual income will be there as a result. And that's what I really like about this. I really, really like that aspect I've talked to several people, and I on the phone 2 days ago with somebody, and they said, yeah, well, this guy, he heard about the 12,000 to silver, and he cannot believe it. And he said he's definitely going to get back on board and start building his business again. That's not based on a new product. That's not based on hype or excitement. It's simply based on the fact that, hey, the benchmark has been changed so that more people can play the game. And I really, truly believe from the bottom of my heart this is going to be a win-win for everybody. Not everybody's interested in doing the business, and that's fine. But if they're not opposed to putting a few extra bucks in their pocket every month, getting rid of that once-and-done philosophy, this is a huge boost for all of us. So, anyone else out there besides Molly and Barb who are bold enough to hit star six? If you've got a question, there's no such thing as stupid questions regarding this. I would like the questions to be regarding this. I don't want to
talk about it. Hi, Ben.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Dr. Eric Rass. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, Eric. And yourself?
Good. Doing very well. I just hear my voice too early in the morning here. I sound a little froggy. I apologize.
Yeah, you can't use that excuse just because you're on the West Coast, Eric, because it doesn't work for me anymore.
There you go. You know, I have a quick question for you. You know, the new changes that you just discussed, I'm kind of almost making a comment as well as a question. Is it likely with this new system, this plan, that we might find ourselves more inclined to, if we personally attract a business partner, maybe we would position that business partner underneath another business partner that we already have to encourage them along, because we don't have to fear that person will then run to be a silver and we won't be able to use them as a qualifying link anymore.
Eric, that is one of the most beautiful things about this that has not been brought up. People are aware of it because, for example, if you've got, let me go back to using Barb Satterwhite as an example. She's got all these, she's got six or more, I can't remember exactly, but silvers first level, and they may not be as active as she'd like them to be, but they may have a mutual friend that's wanting to come on board and build the business, but maybe Barb was the one that talked to him initially, but they know this other couple, you know, let's call them Al and Joan, and Al and Joan really aren't that excited about building the business, but Barb says, hey, well, you know Bob, so Bob's going to sign up, and I'm going to work with him like I would a first level, and it's a win-win scenario, because when Bob goes gold and platinum, it's not going to affect Barb, because it's a win-win scenario. So if that's what you're implying here, it's exactly what...
Yes, exactly.
We are more encouraged to build healthy organizations. Now, as opposed to a binary system, and binary systems with network marketing companies, what typically happens, and again, I'm not an expert on the industry. I'm just kind of on looking from the outside looking in on what these companies usually do, is they make a big surge, then they have to go through a restructuring, and they change their name, or they come up with an alias, or doing business as. People make a lot of money, and then they switch over to a new name, and they hit it all over again. Because they only sponsor two people. They're only sponsoring two. And what we have with this is what Eric's pointing out and bringing up, is we have the opportunity to sponsor as many as we want to, and when we want to help one of the people in our organization that maybe they're going through a rough patch in life, maybe... one of the members of the cup of the family, or maybe their son is going through a debilitating illness or something, and they can't focus on their Nikon business. But they introduced you to somebody, and you'd think, well, I should really work with them as a first level. Well, you can still work with them, because this is a win. They're still part of your organization. The only thing you'll miss out by sponsoring somebody, and I'm not endorsing sponsoring everybody underneath everybody else, okay? But if there's a mutual contact, And if you know for the long haul, it'll help some of your existing people either stay in the game or get back in the game, or it'll just help them. The only thing that we lose out is right up front, as a silver and above, you're losing out that, you know, 20% commission, and when they purchase any of the packs, which that is a whole nother discussion to go into. That's a whole call that we could talk about, the potential of utilizing the packs. As I've mentioned before, 12K to silver, if you're just focusing in on the Vital Day pack and the environmental pack, that's really not 12K. It's only 9K invested, a total of $9,000 invested to create 12,000 points when you're using the packs, because of the extra volume, the extra point spread with those packs. But that's a whole separate discussion, and I encourage you, again, talk to somebody about that so you understand the value of that. But that's the only other thing besides that upfront commission when you sponsor somebody underneath somebody else. Because if, you know, Eric, what you're talking about, if you sponsored somebody underneath one of your silvers, well, you're only going to get
6%. Right. Here. Very good point. Very good point. I had forgotten about that.
And so that's the only thing you'll lose up front. But what will it do for your person, your couple that is already an existing, you know, in there? Will it'll either hinder them by a handicap because you tossed them a bone, you gave them a free lunch, or it's going to greatly help them and motivate them and say, hey, thank you. I didn't realize this. And they'll get to be thanking you all the way to the bank, because as long as they're doing their $100 personal, you know, volume, get there on auto ship, then they're going to get the override. They're going to get the bonus. And if the person, if the brand new person buys a pack, then they're going to get that as well. You can work out something with them. Say, look, I'm going to put this person underneath of you. Do you mind you splitting this with me? I don't want you to write me a check. I don't want you to pay me a commission or anything. But hey, you're going to make they're about the Vital Day pack, and you're going to make $50. Next time you next auto ship order, put a bottle of Immunity, or put two tubes of hand cream on it, and just toss it my way.
Sure.
Be as creative as you want to be. You're not obligated to give them the whole thing, because they're making money and they're not doing anything. You're simply helping strengthen the organization.
Sure. You know, I was thinking more along the lines of, I hadn't thought so far ahead, but more along the lines of using that strategy to help the silver become a silver. So that's the...
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.
Thank you.